Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. The Democratic and Republican Party leaders in the Senate have failed so far to devise a plan to resolve the political stalemate that has paralyzed much of the federal government and left the public without access to many federal venues and services. Discussions between Democratic Senator Harry Reid and Republican Senator Mitch McConnell continued on Capitol Hill Sunday without any sign of progress. The two parties remain sharply divided on spending issues. Secretary of State John Kerry and Afghan President Hamid Karzai surprised observers this weekend by reaching a preliminary agreement that would allow a limited number of U.S. troops to remain in Afghanistan after 2014. It's now up to a group of tribal leaders to give the final stamp of approval to a key U.S. demand that its troops receive immunity from Afghan law. A team of six Red Cross workers and a Syrian Red Crescent volunteer assessing the medical situation in northern Syria have been abducted. The Red Cross says the seven aid workers were traveling with armed guards, but gunmen stopped their convoy early Sunday and grabbed them. It's not clear who the kidnappers are, but the area has been controlled by rebels for the past year, many of them Islamic extremists. Kidnappings there have become more frequent, with aid workers and foreign journalists often targeted. Police used force against veterans outside the White House who were protesting the partial government shutdown, which closed outdoor war memorials. The vets tore down barricades, which closed off the World War II memorial. The crowd was riled up by Tea Party-backed Republicans like Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
Let me ask a simple question. Why is the federal government spending money to erect barricades to keep veterans out of this memorial?
Cruz and Lee are among the Tea Party-backed lawmakers who refused to keep the government operating unless President Obama agreed to defund the nation's health care overhaul. In Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love doesn't seem so brotherly, showing that police abuses of stop and frisk aren't only happening in New York. A video of Philly cops racially profiling and verbally abusing two people walking to their jobs went viral over the weekend.
Are you supposed to grab me up like this?
No. Grab you up? I'll grab you any way I got to.
The two Philadelphia police stopped the men after one of them said hi to another pedestrian in a North Philadelphia neighborhood. The cops used abusive language and showed no respect for the men they stopped.
Talk to these f***ing pigs on the street that way. You ain't talking to me that way.
I don't talk to nobody in the street. I don't hang with nobody.
Well, then don't
here.
Come to f***ing Philadelphia. Stay in Jersey.
I have family out here.
Yeah, well, then don't come over here.
Yeah.
We don't want you here anyway.
Yeah.
All you do is leak in the f***ing country.
Yeah, are we in the country? How are we in the country? By working?
No, freeloading.
Yeah, freeloading? Freeloading off of what?
The stop and frisk video drew attention to problems with out-of-control cops from local Philadelphia media. Mary Catherine Roper is with the Philadelphia ACLU. She says this kind of abuse is exactly what the city of Philadelphia says its cops don't do. She says the Pennsylvania branch of the ACLU is monitoring the city's stop and frisk program. Roper says the only way to stop police abuse is if the police department acknowledges it does happen and takes steps to root it out. And protesters were out in over 400 cities in 57 countries against Monsanto, the giant seed company. Demonstrators call for a boycott of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, harmful agrochemicals, and a return to food sovereignty for small-scale and independent food producers and consumers. In New York, activists marched and rallied at Columbus Circle.
In solidarity, across the country,
march against Monsanto. Emily Gonzalez says she's much more careful now when she buys food. She says she's raising organic children.
Look for the organic foods or natural foods. Try to avoid labels like words. I tell my kids if we can't read them, we're not going to buy them, those ingredients.
In Washington, D.C., a group protesting Monsanto and GMOs dressed as bees to highlight the impact of insecticides on bee populations. It's partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.